Hi everyone, long time no podcast. It's been quite a while since I recorded my last episode, and quite a bit's been going on. So I thought I would kick off another series of episodes. I've got lots planned for the rest of the year, so you'll have an episode each week, but I thought I'd kick off with just a quick summary really of what I've been up to. So the last time I did a podcast was back in April, and since then a few things have changed. So first of all, I launched the Freelance Life Stash. So this is my monthly membership, which has a whole host of templates, tools, resources, courses, and all sorts of bits and pieces in there for freelancers. So there's everything in there from pitching emails, templates for raising your prices, to courses on how to develop a better work-life balance, how to be a freelance parent, or rather balance the two. So there's so much content in there. There's interviews that are exclusive. So there's a fantastic interview there with Kerry Watt, who is a PR guru, and really, really has inspired me since interviewing her with how to do a bit more PR as a freelancer, because I think it's something we often think is limited to businesses only. So I'll pop the details of that in the notes if you'd like to find out a bit more about how you can sign up to that. I've also now extended to 3 days a week for my son, who's now 3 years old. So he's now 3 days a week at nursery, which is kind of great because it means I've got a bit more time to focus on the business, more time to do more coaching. And I've done some really, really great half day coaching sessions recently with some freelancers, as well as my usual sort of 90 minute ones. So it's been really, really great to sort of dig deeper with a lot of freelancers and help them set their goals and smash their goals. The other thing I did was Gemma Wendt's business bootcamp, which was fantastic. I really wanted to start scaling my business up because I love being a freelancer and I want to start helping even more freelancers reach their goals and go for freelance in the first place. So I was really, really keen to start to scale up and grow the business, especially as Oscar is now at nursery 3 days a week. And that bootcamp was fantastic and I learned so much. I thought I was pretty savvy on the business front, having done this for nearly 10 years. But Gemma taught me even more, especially on the strategy front. And now she's asked me to be one of her Elevate coaches. Elevate is a 12-month mastermind which works with Gemma and also four of us who are her Elevate coaches, and we deal with different areas. So for example, I'll be dealing with freelancers and anyone who's needs a little bit more support on the tech side. Dara Paddy will be dealing with content. She's an absolute pro at creating content easily. Marie Holden, she does EFT, which is tapping, but she's all about mindset as well. And she is fantastic. I'm a member of her EFT membership and she is brilliant. And then there's Anna, who she's really, really good at articulating who you are and communicating your message. So there's us four who are going to be the Elevate coaches, and then there's Gemma. So Gemma will be doing coaching to the groups in a couple of different ways, and we'll be also on hand all the time, 5 days a week. We'll be there in the group available to answer any questions and give any support where needed. So I'm just really excited because it's builds into everything that I want to do in terms of working with more freelancers and really making an impact and really helping people, because it can be quite lonely sometimes, and to have that support and that accountability for an entire year I hope will be really, really effective, and I can't wait to see some of the results that come from it. So yeah, that's really what I've been up to on the business side of things, along with this sort of usual client work. And I'm also feel like I'm getting a little bit better at balancing everything with the family. Having Oscar in 3 days a week makes a big difference because it means then when I have a Monday and Friday, and obviously at the weekends when Pete's home, we can have a lot more kind of focused family time, which is really nice. And kind of the whole point for me of freelancing is that I have that flexibility. So that kind of brings you up to date with that. I've got some really great content coming up. I was chatting to my friend Dara this morning. We have, who she's one of the Elevate coaches as well, but we have a weekly date where we basically get some accountability from each other. But she's really helped me brainstorm some really exciting episodes for you guys. So I can't wait to share some of those, and they'll be coming out weekly. Do let me know if you have any questions, though. I'd love to answer them on the podcast. And don't forget, you can come over and join us in the Facebook group, The Freelance Lifestylers. I've just popped up a message today about organising Christmas parties. And I know that's very early, but it does take a while to organise. So if you are missing out on Christmas parties because you're a freelancer, come join the group, because we probably have one going on in your area. Until the next episode, have a fantastic freelance life.